But this morning, I really have this week been challenged by this whole idea that we're all trying to overcome something in our lives. And you'll know what that is for you. We've all got things that I suppose grip us and hold us back. We've got things that we struggle with. And things that I suppose if you were to be real with yourself right now, you would know the thing that you want to overcome. It might be fear. It might be insecurity. It might be expectation from others' challenges, addiction, difficulties that you face in your life's obstacles. It might be financial issues. It might be health issues. And sometimes to try and overcome these things, it's pretty overwhelming. We don't know where to start, where to turn, how to get going. And life can be really tough. I wonder this morning, what is it that you are trying to overcome in your life? Is it something small? Is it something that just needs a wee tweak? Or is there something massive that at this moment in time, it has a grip on you? And you just think, I cannot do this. I can't make any difference. Because I suppose if you look at life, it's continual overcoming. Overcoming the challenges and the obstacles and the situations that we all face. And how we get from point A to point B with all the bumps and hurdles and everything in between sometimes defines who we are. Sometimes it stops us in our tracks. Have you ever felt in life sometimes you hit a brick wall and it's like there isn't any further you can go? You almost feel defeated sometimes before you even get started. And as I said to you earlier on, I was talking to Craig this week about different things in our lives that we're finding it hard to overcome. Recognising things in our own experience that we struggle with. And the one that I'm going to look at this morning is the whole idea of being overcome by obstacles that are in our way. Things that we face. But those words in John 16, I want to encourage you before I start and go any further, is that Jesus is speaking to his disciples and he's talking to them about what's going to happen. And he doesn't paint a perfect picture. You know, the Bible never ever does that. It says when you put your faith in Jesus, everything is going to be easy. It's going to be perfect. What it does is it highlights how life is and how life can be. And how life will be with Jesus as we journey through. And in John chapter 16, Jesus has told them, listen, people are going to hate you. People are going to persecute you. Things are going to be tough. Things are going to be hard. But the little verse at the end of it, he says in chapter 16, verse 31, Jesus asked, do you finally believe? But the time is coming. Indeed, it's here now when you will be scattered. Each one is going his own way, leaving me alone. Yet I am not alone, because the Father is with me. And it says this, I have told you all this, so that you may have peace in me. So that you can have peace today. Peace right now. So that you can have peace in me. Here on earth, you will have many trials and sorrows, but take heart because I have overcome the world. And that was the verse that jumped out to me this week when I was thinking about how can I overcome the obstacles that I face in my life, the unexpected, the things that come out of nowhere and almost take us out from the side. The obstacles that we look and think, how on earth am I going to get over this? The real things that you'll know in your life and your experience that you find it hard to overcome. And many of the obstacles that I've already spoke about, sometimes it can be fear, it can be insecurity, it can be challenges, it can be addictions, it can be me. It can be you that caused these obstacles. And it took me back to Exodus chapter 14. When God's people have been set free, Pharaoh's heart has finally been softened, and Moses comes to the Red Sea, and there's this massive obstacle in front of them. How are they going to get through? How are they going to get past? How are they going to make a way forward? I always get reminded of this wee story when I became chaplain at Cumbernauld Academy. And in those days, you had 4 minutes to get your point across. And at this point, you're all going, can you not do that this morning? Look at the weather out there. But you had 4 minutes to get your point across. And the idea was, if the bell rang and you were still speaking, everybody got up and left. Do you want to try that this morning? Put a countdown on and we'll give it a go. But I was actually quite scared. This was my first time in a high school environment doing this assembly. And I spoke on facing obstacles. Because you think about the young folk in our church and the obstacles that they face right now in their lives and their experience and education and life and the pressures that they face. But it doesn't stop there, does it? It continues on and on and on, and sometimes they seem to grow and get harder and get worse. But Moses is there, and he's there at the Red Sea. And he's got all these people who are behind him. And he hits it. And you can tell the people are thinking, what on earth is going to happen here? The natural human instinct kicks in. There's nothing can go any further. This obstacle is too big. It's too huge. But it's interesting. When God speaks, things happen. Moses is talking to the people, and I thought it was interesting. In chapter 14, verse 15, says, then the Lord said to Moses, why are you crying out to me? Tell the people to get moving. Sinking this morning, if